ride. Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some totes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Minister Todd Sinister. Brought to you in part by WrestleCorp.com. And now, welcome to the show, everybody. It's great of you to join us. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and Batman, I'm afraid, might not be joining us today. However, we do have with us on the line, give it up for the WWE Watchdog, Christian. What's going on, Christian? How are you doing?
Fuck Money in the Bank. And that's how I'm doing, Minister. Fuck Money in the Bank.
Fuck Money in the Bank. And I'll tell you what, if you have not heard Christian's Family Values, the pilot episode, or this week's first episode, which is basically the second, go back and check that out right now. It's available on demand in the archives of the World Generation Podcast Network on blogtalkradio.com, so be sure to check that out, everybody. It's a great show, and last night he shit all over the pay-per-view. I heard it. I heard the show this morning. The show did not hold back any punches. It rolled right through with them. His family was upset about the pay-per-view. And you have to think that this is not just his family. There's a lot of families out there that are upset with the way that WWE is going. I'm upset with the way WWE is going. T-Rock is upset with the way WWE is going. I mean, he's not even doing a show, and I'm afraid I'm next. I mean, this show is on the line. I mean, I don't know how much longer I can do this, and I know I've been saying that for several months now, but I mean, shit, there's at some point, I got to draw the fucking line, Christian. What do you think? I mean, shit, man.
Well, we don't have to do WWE. We could do AEW, because AEW is coming in the horizon, my brother.
And that is true. That is true. In fact, they have a pay-per-view started coming up this week. And you know what? It's a good time to start off. By the way, I did send our good friend Batman a message, but I don't know if he is available to join us at this time, because this is an impromptu, or it's unscheduled, actually. Basically, I wanted to get the show out of the way because I have other more important things to do, and I don't want to be tied down doing a show while I've got more important things to do later on. You understand what I'm saying? So I decided,
yeah,
Fuck it, I'm going to do the show early, get it the hell out of the way, and because we do have these predictions that we have to get to, the results, that is, and we'll get to that here in a moment. But first, we're going to bring up AEW, Double or Nothing, which is this weekend, by the way, and you can catch
tomorrow.
That on pay-per-view. Check your cable listing. Yeah, tomorrow, May 25th, in Paradise, Nevada. I imagine that's a suburb of Las Vegas. But, yeah, Las Vegas, Nevada. So we've got Brandi Rhodes, the whole gang. This is, by the way, she's an executive now with AEW. That piece of ass, I tell you what, man. A freaking executive. Nothing turns me on more than an executive woman. Oh, my God. But I digress. I digress. So we've got, let's see here. Adam Page has been announced that he is out. Is that correct, Christian?
Yes, he is out injury. And you know what? So is Pac. Pac is not injured, but he also declined the match because he is performing at WrestleGate. Because if people don't know, he is the WrestleGate champion, and there were scheduling issues, so he himself, again, could not make it to the pay-per-view also.
Yes, yes, that is correct. Pac, of course, X-Pac, or no, wait a minute, what was his name in the WWE?
Neville.
For those who...
Neville.
Yes,
Neville.
Neville. Chris Jericho. Let me look at the full card here. We've got, let's see here, SoCal Uncensored with Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky versus the Stronghearts, Seema, T-Hawk, and L. Lindemann. Six-man tag match. And then we've got Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega in a singles match. The winner will face the Casino Battle Royale winner in a future AEW World Championship match. So, you know, this is going to be, these matches are going to count against these people. People will be, these stars will be held accountable as they are going to have a one-loss record on AEW, which is something I'm surprised. Since it's been announced, WWE hasn't started with that crap. What do you think, Christian?
Well, I think if they did it, they would have done it half-assed anyway, because WWE nowadays does things half-assed now.
Yeah, everything they do is half-assed these days.
Any new ideas they come up with is half-assed, and it's not fucking original whatsoever. Take the 24/7 title, for instance.
Yes, which we're going to get to here in a little bit. Let's get back to this card. Let's see here. Britt Baker, Nyla Rose, and Kylie Rae in a three-way match. Cody and Dustin Rhodes in a singles match, and I'm hoping this match gets ugly. I'd like to see this feud continue and drag on at least through the end of the year. I mean, if you're going to do it right. You know what I mean? That's my thoughts. What are your thoughts on this, Christian? Cody and Dustin?
Well, I think it will be a great match because Cody's not Stardust this time. It's really a family, personal family feud between who was the better son, between Dusty Rhodes' son. They could add that into their feud, and it will be more drama than whatever the fuck they did in WWE back then. It was fucking retarded. I think this will be handled better.
Right. Let's move right along. Let's see here. I keep checking for Batman. He might pop in any moment. You never know with that guy. Let's see here. The 21 Casino Battle Royal, 21-man, Sonny Kiss, Brandon Cutler, Ace Romero, Glacier, Brian Pillman Jr., Sonny Days, MJF, Joey Janela, Dustin Thomas, Billy Gunn, Jimmy Havoc, Michael Nakazawa, Jungle Boy, Isaiah Cassidy, Mark Quinn, Luchasaurus, Sean Spears versus TBA, 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 and TBA. So we've got four spots that are undetermined. Word going around the campfires that they were still talking to John Moxley and others as well. Do we know anything, or are they surprises, or do we know anything?
Well, let's see. I think it's going to be Dax Swagger, John Moxley, and the two others could be another random people, but I'm thinking John Moxley wins the Battle Royal and faces the winner between Jericho and Omega for a future World Championship match.
You know, that would make sense. I would like to see something like that going big, man, because right now, you know, I would like to see something like that get fuel going, get a spark going under this shit, because right now, I have to tell you, man, I mean, aside from Kazarian and Daniels, who I know from their earlier shenanigans on TNA Impact, and of course Billy Gunn, who is legendary, Brian Pillman Jr., the son of Brian Pillman, who basically I really have never seen, the Young Bucks, I don't know anybody else on this card, man. So,
that's
if they're going to get my interest, they're going to have to get started with a bang.
Well, that's the new blood factor there. That'll bring more surprises and more seats to the table. Remember, Raw debuted with the new generation, and you didn't know any of the wrestlers back then, but once you got used to them and once you saw them through time, then you got behind them. So think of AEW as Raw from the new generation era.
Interesting. Moving on, we've got the tag team match for the AAA World Tag Team Championship, and that's the Young Bucks, Matt Jackson and Nick Jackson, versus the Lucha Bros, Penta El Zero M, and Phoenix. It should be an interesting match. I don't know how that will go down, but I'll definitely catch the highlights. Kip Sabian versus Sammy Guevara in a singles match. Never heard of these guys. Aja Kong, Yuka Sakazaki, Emi Sakura, Hikaru Shida, Rio Abe, and Ryo Mizunami in a six-woman tag match. And best friends Chuck Taylor and Trent Beretta versus Angelico and Jack Evans in a tag match. So there you have it, the card. We'll have results last week and we'll, or next week, if there is a show indeed next week. We're going to focus more on AEW if that's the case. I mean, shit, I got to see how this plays out first, though. But anyway, nevertheless, we will talk about it at some point.
Tuesday Night Dynamite. That's going to be the show, by the way. Tuesday Night Dynamite for Tuesdays
no
on
shit.
TNT, by the way.
So they're going to go head-to-head with SmackDown for a month or two.
Yes.
Before SmackDown goes to Friday night? Wait a minute. Yeah, SmackDown's going to go
yes.
to Friday nights, right?
Which is a brilliant move. You see, TNA back then in 2010 did the exact same thing with the Monday Night Wars. You see, TNA moved to Monday nights to try to do the Monday Night Wars again, but that failed miserably. So now it's genius for AEW to go to Tuesdays because it's a much better day for wrestling than Mondays.
Right. Yeah, I like that. So we're going to see how that plays out. There's going to be a little bit of competition there between them for a month or two. I'm really hoping that this just lights a fire under WWE's ass and they somehow recover. But at the same time, I'm also hoping for, fuck it, I'm hoping that AEW stands tall and comes out of this, you know, as another promotion that actually holds some weight. We need something with some substance. And so I'm hoping that these guys pick up steam, and I wish them much success because certainly we need something right now, man. We need something right now. And if not for nothing, I mean, we need something to either hit WWE with a shot in the arm or either something else totally different to take off. So whatever happens is going to happen, and it's going to start. It's going to be an interesting year. The thing is, though, is that we've got to put up with all this bullshit from WWE because we've got to have something to talk about. Getting back to that fucking pay-per-view this week. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. I thought it had some moments. It had a couple of moments, you know, that were, you know, but shit, man. For the most part, the pay-per-view was shit. Nobody's going to fucking buy it. It was fucking shit.
And then you have kiss asses. And then you have fucking kiss asses on the fucking internet saying, oh, it was the best fucking pay-per-view of the year. Fucking great in-wing work. Great fucking wrestling matches. Get the fuck out of here. Some of those matches were fucking boring, and some of those matches were fucking terribly booked. Get your head out of your fucking asses, you bunch of fucking liars.
Well, in their defense, Christian, it's not that hard to claim that this pay-per-view is the best of the year, considering the other pay-per-views were fucking shit, man. Look at the one I went to. Holy shit, man. The fucking, what was that? Elimination Chamber? Oh, man, what a piece of shit that was, dude. If anything, it just solidified my thoughts of, you know, not wanting to go anymore to see this, but it's a waste of fucking money, man.
But that's the difference, though. That means these people have fucking low standards if they consider this fucking pay-per-view the best pay-per-view of the year.
Touche, my friend. Touche. So I'll tell you what, man. It had some moments, but nevertheless, it wasn't anything good enough to save it. Brock Lesnar coming out at the end. You know, I'll tell you what, though. I'm a fan of the fucked up swerve. I'm not a fan of Brock Lesnar, and I'm not a fan of the thought of Brock Lesnar getting the title, but. Shit, man. I mean, I guess that's a good swerve. I'm really hoping they don't give him the title, but I know that they are. I already know that are somehow, but I don't know how it's going to go down. We're going to have to wait and see how that goes down.
Well, here's something else you won't like. Apparently, he injured two cameramen and Mustafa Ali while doing that shit.
God damn, really?
Yeah, he injured two cameramen, knocking off the ladder and hitting the fucking cameraman in the neck. The cameraman collapsed in the side of the fucking ring apron. And then when he pushed
the ladder down,
when Mustafa was still grabbing the briefcase, Mustafa hit his fucking face on the ropes, and he was fucking bleeding.
Damn, he had one job, and what, left not even, you know, just a few seconds, and he went out there and fucked up everybody. Holy shit. The guy's out of control, man. He's out of fucking control.
And then when you pan the camera at Randy Orton's face, you can tell Randy Orton's fucking pissed off towards the end. You could tell his face, he was fucking pissed.
Interesting. Well, did you go back and
look
at it again, or what? How did you catch this?
I catched it during the pay-per-view. I see everything.
Ah, yes, the watchdog. The watchdog sees everything, ladies and gentlemen, in case you did not know.
You know what else I can see? I saw what was considered the worst match of 2019, and that was Roman Reigns versus fucking Elias. I'm telling you this now. This is the worst match of 2019 by far, hands down, in my opinion.
Squash match between Roman Reigns and Elias.
Yeah. Fucking awful.
I don't know what the deal is. Is there something wrong with Roman Reigns? Is there a reason why he went from putting on? Remember, he had that stretch where he had some great matches for like about a whole year, where he had badass pay-per-view matches. What happened to him? Is he not fucking fully recovered, or what the hell?
I don't know, but he's been getting a lot of handicap matches, so apparently he's fine. I don't know what the fuck is his excuse. He just had a match on this Tuesday on SmackDown against Elias, and he still beat Elias. Fucking asshole.
Another match against Elias?
Yeah, with Shane's help, by the way. And Elias still lost.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Elias is a fucking jobber to the stars.
And now Drew McIntyre is Shane McMahon's bitch now. Now Drew McIntyre is Shane McMahon's goon.
Yeah. I figured that was coming, dude.
Which is fucking awful.
Yeah. What's the deal with Shane O'Mac? Why are they pushing him so strong?
I have fucking no clue. I'm telling you, man, this is a dig just to try to bring CM Punk back. They're trying so fucking hard to bring CM Punk back with this whole best in the world shit.
I'm going to tell you something right now, man. I don't see that happening.
I don't want it to happen. I'm just saying they're the ones who are trying.
Yeah. I don't see it happening. CM Punk, I just don't see him coming back, dude.
Too much bad blood, dude. Yeah. You know what else is fucking awful? That fucking belt. 24/7 belt.
Yes, I wanted to bring that up. WWE 24/7 belt. Of course, which debuted this week on Raw. And I'm glad you brought that up right now. It's a good time to bring it up. Fuck it. Before we discuss the results of the pay-per-view. Yeah, listen, man. I watched the first hour of Monday Night Raw. Not live, by the way. I don't watch these programs live anymore. I stopped watching Raw live about 2 weeks ago, I think it was. Well, mm-hmm. You know, we stopped doing the show on Monday night, so there's no more need to watch it live. I fucking saved my time. I watch it whenever I can sit down and watch it, fast forward through all the commercials and fast forward through all the repeat shit. And it takes me fucking about an hour to watch 3 hours now. Okay.
Yeah, 30
maybe
minutes.
An hour and 20,
30,
maybe an hour, 10 minutes to watch three fucking 30
minutes.
Hours. So,
30 minutes is a fucking
and I do
combo.
The same thing with and I do the same thing with SmackDown. And sometimes weeks happen where I don't get to watch very much of it, or so. Or sometimes it fucking rained, and the stupid satellite didn't record. Well, you know, so I miss it or whatever. But then I read about it. But let me tell you, man, this fucking Raw Monday night. I get home and I start watching it, and I fell asleep. I watched the whole first hour. I watched the first hour and I fell asleep. And then I woke up and I caught the second hour, or the third hour, I take that back. And it was fucking dark. I don't remember exactly what was going on, but there was somebody was cutting a promo. And it was all fucking dark. And I'm thinking, holy shit, man, they must have had a fucking beatdown. I must have missed one of those epic beatdowns, man. And they were throwing each other into the screen, and the fucking screen went out. Come to find out, and then they had the I saw the final deal with the 24/7 championship, okay, where R-Truth defeated somebody, and he defeated Bobby Roode and took off in the car, and that was the end of the fucking show, okay.
Yeah.
I woke up and saw like the last part of the third hour. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering why the stage was dark and shit. Come to find out the next day, these motherfuckers are just throwing shit out there to see what sticks. Now it's going to be a dark fucking last hour. What the hell, Christian?
Well, they're only going to do it in the fucking third hour, but even then, I think they're doing it because they know that people are fucking leaving during the third hour in the fucking
stupid
seat.
Gimmick, man. So what, we're just going to dim the lights?
Yeah. well, let's talk about the fucking title itself. Let's talk about fucking
design.
No, I want to
talk about this fucking dark shit. Let's just dim the fucking lights and maybe they'll come in. Well, you know, what the hell? What are they going to do
fucking
next? Fucking set up some fucking, candles by the ring and shit and get the mood going? Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking retarded because somebody could fucking trip over themselves and really hurt themselves on that fucking stairs. That's fucking
they need to be fucking writing some fucking shit instead of just dimming the fucking lights. Get with the fucking... No. What they need to do is they need to take Vince McMahon out back and fucking put a bullet in him. Send him out the path. They need to do something. They need to take him back out back old Yeller style. They need to do something with this guy. It's enough already. I read an article the other day, Christian.
This article was
detailed about some writers and shit that had a meeting and came out and stuff. And these are former writers. They were talking about how terrible it is to work there. Because of the fact that you come up with so many fucking brilliant ideas. You come up with these fucking brilliant ideas, and some of them will get pushed through a little bit, and then, you know, they get all excited, they write everything down, and everything is set up to go, and then next thing you know, the last fucking minute, there's fucking changes, and it chops up everything together, and everything becomes fucking homogenized and micro-fucking-managed. And
well,
it fucks up everything. So they're blaming essentially.
Well, I got something better for you for that. That goes along with that argument. Apparently, they didn't finish writing the script for this week's Raw. So guess what, folks? They were writing the script while the show was being aired. So that means they were writing the script during the fucking show. Think about that for a minute, people. Take that in your fucking heads for a minute. Sit back and actually think about that for a minute. They were writing the fucking show for a script of a 3-hour televised show that was not finished yet during the fucking show. What the fuck?
I'll tell you what the fuck, man. It's because they had to rewrite it. I mean, they're not going to fucking go in without a script. They had to, obviously, they had to rewrite it. Vince McMahon is fucking, I don't know, man. Something's terribly wrong with him right now because everything is fucked up in that company.
But they've never done that during a fucking show before. That's an embarrassment.
It's a huge embarrassment. It's terrible. It's inexcusable that a company making so much fucking money and so big that they don't have this shit planned out in advance. And it's just being all fucking thrown away at the last second.
Oh, but Minister, we can't say they're making money no more because as we learned a few months ago, they're losing money. We can't say that no more.
That is true. Big fucking articles coming out recently where they're losing money. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. We can no longer use that argument that they're making money. They're no longer making money. Now they're getting affected. You know what? That fucking pay-per-view that I went to was the first time I had been to a wrestling event in a while, and it's going to be the last time I go in another while. Like that weekend that they were here for that Survivor Series, I didn't go one fucking show to that. Not one. And it was fucked up wrestling. Wrestling was already fucked up. It was a terrible time. And now it's fucking, I went, it was terrible again. And I'm not going to go back. Fuck them. And that's how you do it. And I'm going to tune out. Fuck it. I'm going to tune out.
Boycott. We're going to boycott it.
I'll still fucking talk shit about it, but I'm going to tune out because fuck them. But I'll tell you what, Chris. Let's take a fucking break. Let's take a little break. Cool off a little bit. When we come back, we're going to fucking continue the we're going to go on to the predictions. And then we're going to close the show. We got a short show, folks. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Ah, fuck it. You can go get some popcorn ready or something. But we'll be right back right after these words. Fatal 4-Way Radio.
I'm sick of all these people talking out their ears. I've never understood a damn thing about this fear. From word to action, never know. What they're about, I guess I'll have to chew them up and spit them out. And I said,
looking for some wholesome family fun? Tune in Thursdays to the World Generation Podcast Network for Christian Family Values. WWE Watchdog Christian from Philly, his father, the Joker, and mother, Big Mama, gather around a campfire for a weekly chat about wrestling that is guaranteed to blow your mind. That's Thursday, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Check your local listing. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. And Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Walk the mile.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for sticking around right here on the World Generation Podcast Network, Fatal 4-Way Radio. I'm here with WWE Watchdog Christian from Philly as we have our discussion on WWE. And I'll tell you what, man, things have gone downhill really fast lately for WWE. And it seems, I mean, when it rains, it pours, my brother. We went from you know, just, okay, everybody was shitting on it. But now it seems like everybody's shitting on it and they're pissed. And people are pissed, man. And their ratings are fucking down and their fucking money is down. And now they know that fucking holy shit, things are not right here. Things are not right with our product. So now they're throwing anything out there, man. What's gonna stick? Yeah. Let's dim the fucking lights. Let's create this fucking new title. Let's fucking do Let's do that. Holy shit, dude. Let me tell you what, man. You know what it is, dude? They're running scared.
Yeah.
It's like they're fucking running scared. And AEW hasn't even arrived on the scene yet, brother.
Yeah.
Are they that
but
scared,
you know,
of it?
But you know what? There are some people who don't know what this new title is, so I'm going to give a quick recap of why it's fucking terrible. So you don't mind, right, bro?
Go right ahead, man. Give us your thoughts on the fucking new shit title. What is
All
it?
Right.
24/7?
So,
what do they call it? The 24/7?
Yes. So, yep, that's the 24/7 title. You got it right, bro. So. All
right.
Mick Foley, what can I say about Mick Foley? This is the second time he's brought a fucking ugly title in the WWE. The first was the Universal Championship, and now this, the 24/7 title, or what I like to call it, the bootleg hardcore title, because the hardcore title did it first. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the 24/7 hardcore title is an ugly-ass fucking title that looks like a fucking kid made it in WWE 2K19, the video game. The rules are simple. This title is defended everywhere, any brand, anywhere, including fucking NXT superstars. But you know what? I would think they would be caught dead winning this fucking belt. But Let's see what happened. Okay, so it began with a bunch of wrestlers fighting for this fucking title like there were fucking hyenas fighting for fucking scraps. Wrestlers like fucking Mojo Rawley, you know, the guy who was trying to be fucking serious, but now he's fighting for this fucking title.
No way,
Jose.
Yeah.
Carl
Anderson.
Nah, fucking, yeah.
Drake
that
fucking Maverick.
Guy.
Eric Young.
Well, that's the fucking EC3. Right,
oh, hey, you know what? Let's do something cool with EC3. Why don't we just throw him in that match with the new title? The fuck
yeah.
That is.
Well, it wasn't even a match. It was just trying to get the title. It wasn't even a match. But our first official winner was Titus O'Neil, and I said in the TV screen, Titus, you are better than this fucking belt. You don't fucking need it. Then the biggest disappointment ever was fucking Bobby Roode when he won it. And I said to myself, Bobby, you were a former world champion in TNA. Why the fuck are you happy winning this fucking meaningless belt? And then the final and ongoing champion so far is R-Truth. And I'm saying to myself, R-Truth, you're fucking better than this championship also. You're also a former world champion in TNA. Why are you fucking winning this fucking belt? Already it's fucking garbage, and the third hour bullshit with the dimming of the lights is fucking trash, because as I said before the commercial break, it's a fucking safety hazard. People are going to trip over and fall, and it's a fucking disgrace. It's a fucking disgrace.
Interesting.
And
interesting that you brought up Robert Roode and R-Truth being former TNA champions. I tell you, they were both champions at the time when it was good, man. I was watching TNA back then, especially when when Bobby Roode was champion. That it was good during those times, man. I like TNA
now,
at that time. Did you think of TNA was good during that time when Bobby Roode was champion?
Yeah, until Dixie Carter
showed up
and she fucking ruined everything.
R-Truth was there for, man, he was there a long time ago. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And now they're fucking carrying around this fucking piece of crap, fucking a prop, this piece of shit prop. I'm looking at the picture of it right now. Holy shit, dude.
It's a toy.
You're right.
It's a
toy. It looks like one of them fucking titles that a fucking nerd on a chat room would create. All the fucking chat room nerds have fucking titles and shit representing their chat. Yeah, it looks like a shit fucking title, man.
WWE 2K19, the video game custom belts that they make in the video games.
Oh, man. How fucking low we have fucking sunk.
Yeah.
How low
and
we have sunk, my brother.
And you notice the size is fucking small as fuck, too, Barry. It's like a children's size belt, too.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like the size of the old school NWA championship that Ric Flair used to carry around before it was the big gold?
No, it's literally the size of a child's waist.
Fuck. Shit. All right, let's get to the fucking matches of the pay-per-view.
Yeah,
we had a
clear
winner this time around, bud. We had a clear fucking winner.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to guess who it was?
Me? Or you? Or Batman?
Come on, man. You only get one guess, so I'm going to let... Because you guessed all of us, I'm going to let you do it again.
Me.
He says me. Oh, that was the wrong answer, man. It was fucking Batman. Edged you out. Edged us out.
Damn.
Edged us out with nine fucking correct. Nine correct, and you and I both had eight.
Well,
correct.
It was 1 point. It was a 1 point thing, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Who cares if safety? Who cares if everyone?
I'll tell you what,
anyway.
Though. It was looking like there at the end. I was down almost the whole night. And at the end, when the very last match was coming on, I actually could have won still. I could have still fucking won. There was a way I could have won. But it didn't work out like that. Batman won. He is the grand champion. And that's how it goes down. And there's nothing we can do about it. Call him and let him know later that he won that. So let's see here. We had the we were completely off, all of us were, on the Daniel Bryan match.
Yeah. And by the way,
that was a
And by the way, it wasn't for the titles either. So they didn't tell us this in the show either. They didn't say it was for the titles or not. So
yeah.
I thought they won the belts that night, and I was freaking out.
We were completely off on that, and that was kind of weird. We were completely on the Tony Nese, and this is my second time to watch this guy. Man, he could fucking go, dude. If he was bigger, he'd be badass.
But
I mean, don't get me wrong, he's badass, but
this match
was motherfucker can.
Yeah.
He can go.
Yeah, but that match was awful. I told you the match was going to be awful.
we have to talk about fucking... I can't believe that you guys are still fucking going against Roman Reigns. What the fuck's wrong with you guys?
I hate you guys.
I know you hate him, but God damn it, dude. He's not going to fucking lose. You should know this by now, bro.
I only said Elias would have won because of shenanigans, because Shane would fucking fuck everything. It's not my fault they booked it the way they did that night, which was fucking retarded, because it didn't help anybody. It didn't help Elias, and it didn't help Roman at all.
Hey, having said that, fucking shame on me for not picking fucking Shane O'Mac. Apparently he's invisible these days. I mean, invincible these days.
Yeah.
Nobody can fucking beat him. He's like the new Roman Reigns, except in a heel.
Yeah, and he didn't even do that many spots in the steel cage. Was a fucking terrible shit. He didn't even do that many major spots in it, so that was a fucking fail.
Yeah. So, shame on me for not picking the heel on that one.
Hey,
I should have picked the fucking
shame,
heel.
Hey, no. Shame on us for Miz being a fucking loser the way he's booked. Shame on us.
Ah, fuck, man. And we all got the Joe match wrong.
Yeah, Joe
of course,
gets
nobody
his fucking
knew
nose broken.
Nobody knew
in
his
another...
nose was going to get broken and the referee was going to call for the short match, so...
Dude,
that's how that
Ray
went
and
down.
Joe, Ray and... You would think Ray and Joe would get great matches, but all in all, they've been getting fucking horrific matches. These
Man,
two
they
are
really
horrible.
Have, dude.
These two cats...
Fuck, dude, you're right, dude. I spent a good 3 minutes the other day thinking about this. You're absolutely right, dude. What a fucking shit feud this has been. It's been nothing but talk.
And fucking WrestleMania ends like what? Fucking 2 minutes? And then a random smack and random Raw, it ends like what? 5 minutes or 10? And then this pay-per-view ends again in a fucking quick, these matches have been fucking horrendous. And you would think this would be a good match because it's Rey Mysterio versus Joe, but in reality, it fucking sucks.
Isn't that weird? It's I don't know, man. It's funny. Not funny in a good way. It's funny in a strange way. I mean, what the hell? Everything is working against WWE. It's my fucking spell. You see, I've cast a fucking evil spell on them because I'm sick of their fucking shit. But I digress. Let's see here. The fucking women deal, we had it kind of... Oh. Batman picked fucking Charlotte. He's the only one that got that right. He picked Charlotte. And and then we all picked Bayley. So...
Yeah.
That's how that went.
You know
down.
That. I just heard that WWE is forcibly making Charlotte win the title 17 times to break her father's record. That means Bayley's gonna lose.
What's going on? I figured that's what was going on about a year ago, dude.
But don't these idiots realize? But by doing this,
people are
they're
gonna
fucking
revolt.
And they're fucking devaluing the fucking world title. Don't they fucking realize that they're destroying their own world champion's credibility and the title's credibility at the same time?
They don't give a fuck, dude. They no longer give a fuck, dude. They've bastardized everything. Everything has fucking gone to hell in a fucking handbasket, dude. Everything with this company has turned to shit.
The only surviving gimmick is the fucking Royal Rumble. And even that's starting to suck now.
This company has become the fucking Bobby fucking Lashley of wrestling companies.
Yeah.
They've become the Bobby fucking Lashley of wrestling. Holy shit.
Speaking of that, what was the point of Sami Zayn replacing Braun Strowman if Sami Zayn wasn't going to be in part of the match anyway? What the fuck was the point of that?
Dude, and I fucking picked him to win.
Yeah, that's the fucked up part. You got fucked over. They fucked you over.
I got fucked over before the match even started. I was fucking deducting a goddamn point. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
What's the point of that match? What was the point of the fuck?
Yeah, and then, to top it off, it's like you said, they take fucking Strowman out. And then they ended up taking Zayn out, too. Fuck. Damn it, dude. All for fucking Lesnar.
And then there's the Lacey Evans versus Becky Lynch, and this match proved that I was right all along, that this bitch is a fucking awful wrestler, Lacey Evans. This match proved it.
But what about fucking Lesnar? Everything they fucking did. And all this fucking shit that they, and they're still doing it. They're still doing it, dude. All this fucking shit that's going on right now is for fucking Lesnar. So that he would fucking capture the fucking championship again and fucking go on another fucking horrific fucking run. Because that's what's going to happen.
You
know that's exactly what's going to fucking happen.
You're gonna get pissed off for what I'm about to tell you now. But I got some information. Apparently, backstage, it was supposed to be Mustafa or Drew McIntyre to win this year, but they scrapped it and made Lesnar one instead.
Oh, fuck. So what was Lesnar there for originally?
To win. To win.
Oh. They told
they
the wrestlers.
Yeah.
They'll kill
each other. Yeah. Mustafa was originally supposed to win the Money in the Bank, but they scrapped it and instead made fucking Lesnar, who didn't do any fucking spots, who didn't do a fucking wrestling move, and instead injured two camera people and fucking Mustafa. What a great guy. What a great company. What a great guy. Yeah. Seven people. Let me tell you something, people. Seven people in that match. Fucking kill themselves in that match. Fucking Ricochet putting his fucking body through the entire ladder. Fucking Mustafa fucking jumping off the ladder. Finn Balor getting his fucking powerbomb to a fucking ladder. Even Baron Corbin doing a few good spots. And all that was fucking for nothing because Brock Lesnar won for nothing. That fucking pisses me off the most. That ladder match was all for fucking nothing. Those seven people got screwed over, and they know they got fucking screwed over by a fucking the most hated part-timer in wrestling history right now. A guy that fucking only cares about fucking money. And that pisses me the fuck off because seven people got fucked over that whole night. They did all that spot for nothing. They almost got injured. They got fucking hurt. All for fucking nothing. And that fucking pissed me off. All for fucking nothing, Minister.
But it wasn't all for nothing. It was all for fucking Brock Lesnar.
Damn. Fuck Lesnar. The motherfucker only does German suplexes, and that's fine. He's not a star.
On this fucking match, he didn't do a goddamn thing, dude. He just fucking went out there and climbed a fucking ladder. Oh, no, wait a minute. He did do something.
Oh, yeah.
He injured some motherfuckers.
Yeah, you're right. He did injure some motherfuckers. He did do something.
He injured some people, yeah. Holy shit.
He did do something. Yeah, he injured two security fucking cameramen, one of them holding his fucking neck like he's losing fucking air, and then he injured fucking Mustafa Ali, who just came back a few weeks ago from a fucking injury. Nice. And look how the fuck he's treating the briefcase, fucker. He's treating it like it's a fucking boombox. Did you see the way he's holding the fucking briefcase
God
now?
God damn it, dude.
That's
what a fucking horrific image.
Fuck,
man, I had already... Fuck you, man, I had already forgot about that shit. Fuck you for reminding me of it. Holy shit. What the fuck was that? From holding the goddamn briefcase like a stupid fucking boombox. Get the fuck out of here. Man. This is the worst fucking shit ever. This is the worst Money in the Bank winner ever. Ever. I didn't even fucking jump up out of my seat or nothing, dude, when I seen that shit.
This is the worst.
It was just like, okay, all right,
this
well,
is the worst
you know.
One ever. This is the worst swerve ever. If it was Goldberg, then yeah, it might have been fucking shocking. Goldberg would have been better than this shit.
You're right. This was the worst swerve ever because it wasn't shocking. It was like, oh yeah, okay,
irritating.
Figures. It figures.
And plus, we already know he was coming. I knew he was coming in Money in the Bank.
Man.
It wasn't even shocking. We all knew he was coming at the fucking pay per view.
Fuck.
Worst swerve ever. Fuck this pay per view. One of the worst pay per views of 2019 so far. And it's only the second pay per view of this whole fucking year.
Oh, wait a minute. But according to some of the fucking smarks online, it's the best pay-per-view all year, Christian.
Fuck the smarks. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Fuck Matt Morgan. Fuck Matt Morgan. He always has to find a fucking excuse for everything.
This is the best pay-per-view of the year, hands down.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck, man.
Fuck out of here. And then, and
so
you know what? I'm starting to hate Alexa Bliss too, by the way.
Man.
I'm starting to hate her now too, by the way. I'm sorry to tell you that, Minister, but
I was waiting to hear. I heard your comments this morning from last night's show. And by the way, if you are listening live, after this show is over, you can go back and listen to Christian's comments on Alexa Bliss that he made last night. Very harsh, harsh comments.
Well, you know it's true.
I was about to say that. You took the words right. I can't deny it. The whole thing is turned into shit, including everything I've loved about it.
You know it's true. What the fuck is Alexa Bliss's career now? Doing these fucking awful talk show segments every fucking week?
First, it was this thing with Sasha Banks. I used to be in love with her so much when she used to come out to her entrance and shit. Oh, my God. It was like everything stopped for me. No matter what I was doing, I would stop to look at that. And I fucking loved it so much. And I would ignore the fucking critics. I would ignore the fucking critics because I was spellbound by her ass. So anytime the critics would say anything about her, I would just let it go. I would look the other way. And then it got to the point where, fuck, man, I can no longer ignore this shit, man. Get the fuck out of here. I'm looking like a clown by ignoring this shit. And so, and then she turns around and fucking just slaps me right in the face and fucking just pulls some fucking incredible stupid shit stunt and proves that fucking everybody was right about her in the first place. So that's how that went down. And now, I mean, everything is just turning to shit, dude. Including, dare I say, Alexa Bliss. Her career's gone down the fucking tubes, man. And it's all thanks to Nia fucking Jax. And in part, Vince fucking McMahon, too. For pulling her away from the fucking perfect storyline. She was a great fucking heel in that fucking storyline. But they had to take that from her to give it to the fucking Women's Revolution, which got flushed right down the toilet from the fucking start. Get the fuck out of here.
And then
they took this away from her, bro, so that they could fucking elevate this fucking Woman's Revolution, which was a fucking sham to begin with. We all know this. It was the year of the fucking pussy, and 2019 was the hangover of the year of the pussy, which was 2018. I don't give a fuck if it sounds fucking misogynist or whatever the fuck. Maybe it is. Maybe we need a little bit of fucking misogynist. It was the year of the fucking pussy, and they started this fucking Woman's Revolution, and it took down a bunch of other fucking wrestlers that are also well-deserving of fucking spotlight here and there. But no, they had to give it to just the fucking four horsewomen. And guess what? Alexa Bliss, no matter how good she was at the time, because nobody can deny she was fucking tearing it up on Monday Night Raw. She was like fucking AJ Lee out there. She was doing badass out there. She was pulling her fucking weight. She was pulling the fucking weight of the women. She was carrying the fucking women on her fucking shoulders. And then they fucking pulled it from her to give the fucking title to fucking Nia fucking Jax, bro.
And then Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. And fuck, dude. And then Nia Jax went on, proceeded to go on to fucking finish her fucking career. I don't give a fuck what they say, dude. She's not coming back. And if she does, it's going to be short-lived. She's going to be dealing with this shit for, you know. It's like you said, dude. She's just going to be, she's been, you know, demoted to doing these fucking stupid fucking segments that got old really fast.
And then you have
closing,
fucking, yeah,
closing words, Christian. We've got four minutes, and I want to close on time tonight.
All right, so Money in the Bank was a fucking joke. Tomorrow's AEW's first pay-per-view. I'm going to fucking watch it with fucking pride. It's going to fucking destroy Money in the Bank. I hope it does. Fuck WWE. Fuck the Iconics. Fuck Mandy Rose. Fuck the women that Batman likes, because I love you, bro, but you're fucking wrong. These fucking women are fucking special at all. You're fucking wrong. You need to accept it, dude. You need to open your eyes.
Where
are
the Iconics, lady? The Iconics are just
they're
gone.
Oh, they were in a six-woman tag match this Monday, and it was fucking awful. They lost again, by the way. The fucking champions.
Yeah,
man, you need to open your eyes. You need to realize that these bitches are fucking terrible. And I don't give a fuck what you say anymore. They're fucking awful. Those are my closest thoughts.
Oh, my God, will you stop? Listen, so that's going to do it for us. To give you my closing thoughts, I thought the pay-per-view, it quite possibly was the best pay-per-view of the year, because everything they've given us this year has been shit, including this. But I haven't waited out. I think WrestleMania edged it out, though, so I can't really say it was the... Anyway, whatever the fuck, it's still... downhill, bro. They're on a spiral, on a fast fucking burning spiral downhill. They're fucking losing it. And I, for one, I'm okay with it. I'm tired of being one of their apologists. They have fucking burned me way too many fucking times, and I'm done. And I have a fucking platform now. I can fucking talk about this shit, because we have listeners. Not too many, but we have them. And they're fucking scattered throughout all over the fucking world, but we have them. And fucking, they listen, and I don't give a shit, man. I'm fucking entitled to fucking give my fucking opinions. We're entitled to give our fucking thoughts and opinions. And that's what we do right here on the World Generation Podcast Network and on Fatal 4-Way Radio. I am Internet Radio Zone, Minister of Sinister, reminding you to keep it heel, keep it real, and as always, keep it sexy. We'll see you guys later, motherfuckers. Next week, next time, right here on Fatal 4-Way.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.